Bo was the flapper par excellence. She bounced, she danced, she fidgeted and moved. Bliss was written all over her body. She seemed constantly alight and alive. With her flaming red hair and wide, playfully mischievous eyes, Mary Pickford she was not. Like Valentino, Bo represented a sea change. She looked physically different from the stars that had come before. There was a certain lushness to her, a vibrancy and indelibly modern look. By 1927, she was arguably the biggest star in the world, the woman most resplendent with what screenwriter Eleanor Glynn called it. A polite way of saying sex appeal. The flapper looms large in American conceptualization of the Roaring Twenties. Charlestoning from one overflowing glass of champagne to the next. In truth, the flapper, which F. Scott Fitzgerald described as lovely, expensive, and about 19, was merely the most vivid and controversial variation of the New Woman, a name that began to appear during this time frame. This title was the overarching designation used to describe the growing freedom for women and the reaction against conservative Victorian ideals of femininity. Not all new women were flappers, yet the figure of the flapper and Beau, as its most visible exponent, became the locus of both positive and negative critical energies, at once a sign of American vitality and a harbinger of the apocalypse. In the press and on screen, Beau was constructed as eminently changeable, able to alter her face, demeanor, and personality at a moment's notice. Beau's mutability mirrored the complicated, contradictory expectations of the new woman, who had to be liberated yet passive, aggressive yet still desirous of man, new when alluring, old when necessary. These tangled ideological contradictions were what made it so difficult for Beau the person to function under the weight of Beau the image.